Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
High fly ball, left center field. Back toward the wall. This ball has got a chance. Gone. Kyle Schwarber with a home run.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
301 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
I just want to be a good teammate. I mean, I don't know what that entails to him.
Cubs slugger Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff reacting to Major League Baseball, saying it's looking into domestic abuse allegations against Addison Russell. The allegations were made on social media by a woman who claims to be a friend of Russell's wife.
It's his life, and you know, I don't try not to get involved in people's personal lives, but this matter is unfortunate, and it's just a tough situation to be involved in. And you know, I think we're all going to learn from this, and but moving forward, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Brian and the Cubs are home against Colorado tonight. Russell not in the lineup. Javi Baez playing short. John Lester and Tyler Chatwood, the starters. Cubs are currently one game behind Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Rockies lead the National League West. They took 2 of 3 from the Cubs at Coors Field last month. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer will join the guys in the 5 o'clock hour. White Sox in Tampa Bay tonight. Derek Holland on the mound. He was rocked for 8 runs in 2 1/3 in his last outing, his worst of the season. Elsewhere, Cincinnati beat St. Louis 5-2. Angels all over the Tigers 11-4 now in the 7th inning. Top 5, San Francisco 3, Milwaukee 2, San Diego and Arizona are scoreless in the 1st. Hockey tonight, it's game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Nashville at Pittsburgh. The series is even at 2 games apiece. Blackhawks begin their preseason September 19th on the road in Columbus. College basketball, Illinois at Wake Forest for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Head coach Greg McDermott announces he's staying at Creighton despite a reported offer from Ohio State. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Rockies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
We take the issue of character very seriously and continue to. Obviously, we take
the issue of domestic violence very seriously, so it was our responsibility to look into this thoroughly, to look at all the facts, and again, we understand that there will be lots of different perspectives on this, that there will be lots of strong feelings about this, and that people are going to feel differently about it, and we understand that and we respect it. In the end, it was our decision, and we decided that it was appropriate to trade for a player who has accepted his discipline, who has been already disciplined by Major League Baseball, who expressed his sorrow and his regret for the incident.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. That was Theo Epstein when the Cubs acquired Aroldis Chapman. We are waiting for the Cubs to put out an official statement about the MLB probe, as it's being phrased on CBSSports.com and some other outlets, into the Addison Russell situation.
Let's do a quick reset here before we grab a couple of calls. Some people have been holding here, 312-644-6767, just to make sure. Sometimes people are late to the party, and I know that this morning those of us who were sitting glued to the television for 3+ hours had some other things that were certainly top of mind on a day that'll be remembered in the history of this country. But here is the report. I think Bob Nightingale does a good job here, sort of getting his arms around it. Major League Baseball will investigate allegations of domestic abuse levied against Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell by a friend of his wife. Melissa Russell, who gave birth to the couple's son, Aiden, in 2015, levied accusations of adultery against Russell as the Cubs played a game against the Miami Marlins on Wednesday and indicated she was leaving the relationship. "Being free to be able to make your own choices," Melissa Russell wrote in the since-deleted post, "beats being cheated on, lied to, and disrespected any day. Hashtag here's to new beginnings. Hashtag it only gets better from here." In response to a comment on a photo, and you pointed this out earlier.
Is how it started.
In response to a comment, Carly Reed, a friend of Melissa Russell's, indicated that Addison Russell had abused Melissa. Quote, "hateful is cheating on your wife, mentally and physically abusing her," wrote Reed, whose Instagram account is private. "Melissa didn't want that out, but I'll say it. He hit her in front of Aiden and Mila. But let's worry about Melissa being hateful. She was loyal, forgiving, and kind, and still is." And she also added that she found condoms in his apartment yesterday, right, and then said, "should I keep the list going?" MLB Vice President Pat Courtney told USA Today Sports, "we will look into the allegations."
It's crazy because we just read the Tampa Bay Derek Norris situation yesterday, the tail end of the show, about the allegations also by his fiance or former fiance or ex-wife, actually, on Instagram. She went on Instagram and detailed some things that had been done to her. And Derek Norris came out strongly and said that he had never put his hands on her and all these other things. So, I mean, social media is definitely a way that people express themselves, sometimes too much so. I always wonder if I'm doing too much on social media at times, or how many times I put out pictures of Jace and things like that. But, you know, it's a slippery slope on, and Danny talked about it as well. What are we covering? What becomes public, and then you are forced into the coverage of the public incident. These guys are going to be asked about this today. You know, Chris Bryant, he might have got it out the way with us, but when the media is assembled at Wrigley Field and people start talking to these players and Joe Maddon, this will be brought up because the friend of Melissa Russell was pushed to the point of saying, "hey, this is what's really been going on since Cub fans want to come at my friend about," you know, I guess somebody called her hateful and spiteful and saying that she was just, you know, out to bring down Addison Russell and her friend had had enough.
Crawley in Wrigleyville is on the score. Hello, Crawley.
Hey, guys. That interview by Chris Bryant, I mean, that kid is going to have a future in broadcasting one day, and it's just amazing. He seems more mature at 23 than I am at 40. I'm just in awe of that kid.
Me too, Crawley.
I was going to say, you know, baseball, and especially this Cubs team for me the last 3 years minimum, has just been an escape from everything that's been going on all the fighting, all the politics, all the horribleness, you know. And that World Series was just so beautiful, everything about it. Now I just kind of, it just feels like nothing can ever be really pure. Like, I don't know.
It never was.
I mean, we're dealing with people.
Yeah, and you had Aroldis Chapman on the team. And they went through that whole thing with Aroldis Chapman. You can't fall into that. You can't. I've always said this. If you need something to help keep sports in perspective, you're doing it wrong.
I grasp it. It was a fun moment and a fun time. And I know that there's their public persona and their private and all that stuff. It was just, like I said, for me, just a fun little escape, even if it was not being truthful of everything that was probably going on. And, I hope that, like I said, that the organization does whatever they can to not only support Addison, but especially his family and his kids. You know what I mean?
And that's the most important thing, the health and well-being of the family, including Addison, including Melissa, including these two babies. I believe one of them is Melissa's, and the other one is another young lady's. You hate to see anybody go through this, anyone, any family at all. But when it's as public as this is, and for the people who just don't understand or don't get it, I don't say this often, but today might not be your day. Today might be the day for you to do something else if you can't get it through your head why this is news.
There's a lot of that on the text lines. That you stop talking about this.
Yeah, it's from the 217. So, with seven O's for some reason, his wife's friend claims abuse, and you guys convict him just like Patrick Kane. Don't let any facts come out, guys. Great reporting. First of all, we read the report of MLB, and we read the report of news outlets like CBSSports.com, like Espn.com.
I need you to explain the term of convict. Yeah. How so? Repeatedly saying that no one knows what happened and we'll wait to find out what happened.
Because you'll be the same ass that if we don't talk about this says that we're not talking about it because the Cubs are on this station. So since we can't win with you either way, you can kiss our ass.
And the 815 says that stupid bitch should have kept her mouth shut.
There it is.
None of anyone's business.
Mr. Russell.
The 815.
Mr. Russell. Mr. Russell didn't want it public.
The 815. Gonna 815. There's a lot of that. That's like every other text. Because that's the world in which we live.
It's unfortunate.
Yep.
Yeah. It's an uncomfortable situation all the way around. All the way around. You know, and if you don't see the difference in the two situations that you brought up, 217 texter, I'm not surprised. Really not surprised. There are also people who think that we asked Chris Bryant two tough questions. Well, guess what? This is, first of all, no pom-poms are being waved here. And Chris Bryant is a big boy, and he handled himself well. And no one badgered him. I think everybody handled themselves okay in that exchange. This is not an easy situation to deal with or an easy situation to talk about whenever it comes up. We like to have fun on this show. You know, but when things happen, when serious things happen, I've been proud as a producer of this show and now as a host of this show that we've never shied away from it. There are various shows that you can go to up and down the dial that act like serious things don't happen. Or you can hear the fret in the host's voice from talking about something that may make them sad or may make them take away some kind of joy from baseball or joy from sports. That mealy mouth crap is out the door. That's that 90s radio that you can cleave to and hold on to. Those things are done. When people are getting convicted of crimes on social media and people are committing crimes on social media and people are airing things out on social media is part of our lives now. So to act like you can act like these things aren't going to happen, that's not stopping them from happening. And like we said, we've been very careful with this situation. All of this is alleged. This is a secondhand allegation that people are looking into. And if the Cubs and Major League Baseball weren't looking into this, we'd be killing them for it. So this is a story. Understand where the story lies.
The Cubs self-reported it. They understood. They knew how significant it was and how much the story changed. Yeah, there were some eyebrows raised when Melissa Russell posted that they were broken up and alleged infidelity. But then when there's a comment and the woman who posted it is more than just a friend of hers.
She's been around the family a lot.
a very close friend of the family. Carly Reed is that's not just like some college buddy of Melissa Russell. It's not just somebody. This was like a third wheel or fourth wheel, I should say, of that. And I don't know if there's some quasi nanny role as part of this. That's been I've heard that word used. But as I understand, this is somebody who really was part of the family.
I mean, after they win the World Series, she's taking pictures on the field. Like, this is a person. This isn't just, you know, a lady that was met at a party and all of a sudden, hey, you want to go have coffee? This is a woman that's been around the family, and whether Addison told her to take down those posts, whether the Melissa Russell told her to take down those posts or make your account private, because she went back and changed the captions to all the pictures that they were in and was making comments about what Addison was and what he wasn't and what her friend was.
All with this context now that she's redone her perspective on all of those pictures she took with the family.
Mm-hmm. So this is a person who's been very close to this family, and unfortunately, their business is in the street now. And more unfortunately, you've got very, very serious allegations against a young man who has no idea what he's up against going forward here.
In Plainfield, this is Dean on the Score.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
What up?
My name's Dean. And I was just calling because we just lost somebody this week that underwent severe mental pressures 40, 50 years ago, Jim Pearsall.
Mm-hmm.
And had to sit out for a season because of the mental anguish and mental illness that he faced.
Well, yeah, let's be mental illness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but still, it's a mental issue.
What does that have to do with today?
Well, I think we should give this guy the benefit of the doubt until
Nobody doubted him, though. I think we've been very careful in the way that we've
detailed these situations. What does that have to do with Jimmy Pearsall?
The fact that Pearsall had to sit out a year because of mental issues.
What does that have to do with this?
We're dealing with a mental issue primarily.
Who?
And it's the way...
Wait. We're dealing with a mental issue in whom?
In Addison Russell.
How so?
How so? There are mental complications that enter into a spousal abuse situation.
But we don't know.
We don't know if it occurred.
Yeah. I know that. That's why I'm saying I hope we all give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, Dean, this is a reach, and it's a bad call.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think time to end it. Thank you. Appreciate that. This segment has been brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer.
You know what you should do, Dan Bernstein?
What should I do?
You should give away a pullover to the Charlie Ward versus Alexei Kovalev fight.
I'll do that next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Wilson Contreras.
Once I cross the lines, I just go out there and play as hard as I could. Once I go and get some base, I get offended, and I just think to throw them out and to help my pitchers.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Technology that connects you to your car. Golden State 118, Cleveland 113. Ball game. Series. Because that is a catastrophic, soul-snatching loss for the Cavaliers. Golden State literally ripped their heart out and showed it right to them. The Cavaliers hit the Warriors with their very best shot, and the Dubs didn't even blink. The Cavaliers thought they won that game, and it pulled them to within a game in the series, and they were right back in it. Instead, they gas out, they go into the tank, and they're not down 2-1, they're down 3-0, and they're about to be swept. And looking at LeBron's body language on the floor, you could see just how frustrated and demoralized he was. And I can't say that I blame that guy. He and Kyrie were out there killing themselves. I know what Cleveland did last year, but there ain't gonna be no comeback. Not this year. I'm Jim Rome.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs have sent out a statement from Addison Russell that reads as follows. This is the full text of the statement from the Cubs. Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell today issued the following statement. Quote, "Any allegation I have abused my wife is false and hurtful," said Russell. Quote, "For the well-being of my family, I'll have no further comment." End quote. That is the sum total of the statement from Addison Russell. Now, this is not a statement by or from the Cubs. This is a statement released by the Cubs from Addison Russell, and we look forward to talking more with Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer later on in the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now, but we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you need to get in and shop early during the 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm. You can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands, Serta, Hampton & Rhodes, and more. And you can complete your sleep with up to $300 good toward a pillow, mattress frame, or mattress protector with select mattress set purchases.
I like completing my sleep. And we all know it's all about the base. An adjustable base is perfect for binge-watching your favorite show. I cannot wait to get that adjustable base and tilt it up a little bit and watch American Gods until my face falls off and I fall asleep without a face. And right now, you too can save up to $200 on select adjustable bases and get up to 2 free pillows. Shop early and don't miss our best financing offer of 0% APR for 6 long years.
Think about that. 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. You can check out the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. You can check out the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. And Mattress Firm makes it easy to love your mattress no matter what, so you don't have to worry about it, because if you don't love your new mattress, you can exchange it or you can return it for your money back within 120 days. So there's no reason not to stop into the 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
EDU. Tomorrow, join 670 The Score and Budweiser from 7 to 8 p.m. at Draft Picks, located on Fairway Drive in Naperville, for Talkin' Cubs with Bud, featuring Chicago Cub Pedro Strop. Get an up-close look at this year's team, enjoy Budweiser specials, and sign up for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. Limited autographs will be available. It's Talkin' Cubs with Bud, featuring Pedro Strop, presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. No outside memorabilia will be signed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, caller number six to The Score's contest line, 312-591-6700. Right now wins a Ward versus Kovalev rematch long sleeve dry fit pullover.
It's a nice little workout tool right there.
First match ended in controversy. On June 17th, it's the rematch everyone's waiting for. Two great fighters at their best with the light heavyweight world championship on the line. Don't miss Ward versus Kovalev 2, the rematch. Saturday, June 17th at 8 p.m. live on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see Danny Garcia fight again. There's some good young fighters out there. You know, Danny Garcia and... There's a dude named Earl out there that
the
I want to watch.
Dude Earl sweatshirt?
No. Earl stopped rapping from what I can tell. I haven't heard any new music from Earl Sweatshirt.
That was a crossword clue, one of the puzzles, really? Puzzles that I do. Yeah, it said sweatshirt for hip hop. And I was lucky enough. I think that's going to be a stumper for some people in this regular.
It was Errol
four letters.
Spence. Yeah. Errol Spence. I like him. I like Danny Garcia. There's some good guy, good young dudes out there. But you know, heavyweight wise, that big Brit that beat the hell out of Klitschko the other day. I mean, the fact that he's not American, people aren't gonna clamor for his next fight. But he's already got an Under Armour ad out there too. So yeah, there's some good fights out there. Ward versus Kovalev. You get a pullover, and you get a pullover.
Isn't there's a big Triple G fight too, right?
Yeah. Well, that dude. I mean, he's a machine, man. Like watching his fights,
his
are entertaining.
Punches, I don't know. They don't look like they're generating the force they
stun
generate.
The hell out of people.
For whatever reason, it's
the Kill Bill, you know,
yes!
six-inch technique.
No, the five-point exploding heart technique.
No, but like the second one where she's in the coffin and she's got the short jab. That's what Triple G has for you. There's some good boxing out there if you got nothing to do. A lot of free boxing these days, too.
Judson, Indiana. Here is Joe on The Score. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here, Joe.
Yeah. So this is just really to speak to what Jason was saying earlier about how, you know, he was raised not to get too attached or too close to his, you know, the athletes that he grew up watching. I had a similar situation like this. So this isn't, you know, at all to put any you know, blame on Addison Russell or that specific situation, but I did a summer internship once when I was in college for a collegiate summer baseball team. I went into it so pumped, so amped to, you know, be around these guys. I was never very good at baseball, but I was, you know, always into it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the summer, I got to tell you, I mean, I probably 90% of you guys were just total scumbags by the end of the summer. And it was really just...
They let you down, huh, Joe?
They did. It just opened my eyes to, like, you see what these guys look like on the field. You see them smiling. You see them signing autographs, which is great. But you just, you never know what persons they are off the field. And so when people get so quick to, you know, to defend somebody, like, you know, specifically with a situation like today, like, who knows? But you just got to be careful with those types of, you know, that kind of thinking.
And that goes for anybody, Joe. Yeah. I mean, like, there aren't very many people who hang out with wife beaters. You know, like, oh, yeah, that dude beat the hell out of his old lady the other day. But, yeah, we're still cool. Like, that'd be a lot to walk around, you know, with on your conscience every day. Like, if you're around that lady and, like, damn, I know that when things go awry, she takes a beating. Like, there aren't many people that I know of that would do something like that. So, yeah, it's not like you have to know these people to okay, I know this guy. He's made me feel better about him. Oh, man, your mailman could be the worst person in the world. Mailman Keith, not talking about you right now at all.
Mad.
Yeah, exactly. Not talking about mail dog, not talking about you. But, yeah, you'd never know. And just because these guys are on television, we exalt them to, yeah, you hear good things about guys.
They sell you products while smiling.
You hear good things about guys. Like, you hear, all right, this is a nice guy. Or you interview him and go, okay, I got a decent feeling about this guy. But when I'm far from being shocked after you've been in the business for a long time, Dan, you know, I've been in it for a shorter time than you. I'm far from being shocked by anything. Like, the details still get to me, but I'm not the guy anymore that goes, oh, my God. Like we still have to go back to the Ray Rice video where for years, everybody could write.
What do you think it looks like?
Everybody could write DV. Everybody could write domestic violence. Everybody could write assault in a graph or read it and think, damn, that guy must have slapped around the old lady. And then you see it and you're like, oh my God, what the hell? Like you said, what do you think it looks like? Heads slam off of things once punches come. Like, that's what it looks like. And it took that for people to, all right, now we've got to do something about these ladies that are getting beat in professional sports. And not saying that that's what's happened with Addison Russell, but yeah, man, stop putting your belief in people who could, you know, shoot a ball or put a puck in a net.
Scoreboard update.
3:31 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
It's just a really tough situation and unfortunate. And, you know, I honestly don't know what to say. Definitely caught me off guard.
Cubs slugger Chris Bryant with his reaction to the news that Major League Baseball says it's looking into domestic abuse allegations against Addison Russell. The allegations were made on social media by a woman who claims to be a friend of Russell and his wife. Russell releasing a statement saying, "Any allegation I have abused my wife is false and hurtful." Russell is not in the starting lineup tonight. The Cubs hosting Colorado, the leaders of the National League West, John Lester and Tyler Chatwood, the starters. Bryant visiting this afternoon with Bernstein and Goff. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer joins the score live in the 5 o'clock hour. White Sox in Tampa Bay. Derek Holland tries to bounce back from that rough outing last time out when he gave up 8 runs in 2 1/3 in Detroit. Elsewhere, Cincinnati beat St. Louis 5-2. Angels all over the Tigers 11-4 in the ninth. Top 6, San Francisco 4, Milwaukee 3. San Diego and Arizona are tied at 2 in the second. Hockey game 5 of the Stanley Cup final is tonight. Nashville at Pittsburgh, series tied at 2 games apiece. Blackhawks will visit Columbus September 19th for their preseason opener. College basketball, Illinois at Wake Forest for the Big Ten ACC Challenge this season. And despite a reported offer from Ohio State, head coach Greg McDermott says he's staying at Creighton. Then there's this news. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, has acknowledged that his performance today in questioning former FBI Director James Comey was, quote, erratic, because he stayed up late the night before to watch the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Pop has to get to bed by 9 o'clock or else he's got issues.
Did you see him? Did you watch that?
Yes.
It was, oh boy.
And Rodney confusing. Looks to the sky and fires an arrow.
That's what happens when you're waiting for Fernando to come out there and perform.
Look, Tanny's way groggy. Tough, too. I mean, Tanny's not
70 years old and a war vet as well. I mean, you know, McCain's got some other things that he's dealing with.
Yeah, I like my heroes who weren't captured.
I didn't know Tanny was captured.
Yes, for years.
Yeah. Those ESPN guys got him, and then we freed him.
So is this Paul Goldschmidt that exciting to watch?
Oh, he's wonderful. He's a beautiful athlete. He's Rizzo without the big skyscrapers.
The Closing Bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow finished up 8 points. NASDAQ rose 24. S&P 500 went up nearly a point. Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, give him the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Shop in store and online. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Rockies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at MetroRail.com.
According to the Chicago Tribune, Addison Russell will not be at Wrigley Field tonight. He is not suspended. The team says they are giving him time and space. The Cubs will play one player short. So this is not a roster move of any kind. They are going to play a player short, giving Addison Russell time and space. He will not be at Wrigley Field tonight.
And for the people who might have went away during the commercial break, he put out a statement as well that you read. You want to give the people the statement once again?
Yeah, I'm going to have to find it in my Twitter timeline here.
But welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com.
Where Addison Russell has a one-line statement, any allegation I have abused my wife is false and hurtful for the well-being of my family. I'll have no further comment. That is the official note from Addison Russell himself. We are going to be joined in just a moment by John Manuel of Baseball America to talk a little bit about the upcoming entry draft for MLB, some of the possibilities for the Cubs and the Sox. Weird story going on today. Really awful story about a top prospect, I want to say from Oregon State, a pitcher who is revealed to be a felony sex offender.
Oh.
Who has now been dropped from some boards completely.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the MLB has removed him from the draft.
No, he's still, I guess, still draftable. But yeah, some really, really unsettling details there. This segment brought to you by Cabela's. Give dad the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Shop in store and online. We'll talk MLB draft next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Hey, Chicago. Listen up. You're not going to get a better offer than this for a Father's Day gift. And even if you're thinking about it as a Father's Day gift, when I get done with it, you're going to say, well, hey, hell with Dad. I want to get one for myself. So I think you're going to want this because we're talking about Omaha Steaks. And you know Omaha Steaks are the highest quality cuts, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed. And it's more than just steaks, too. This is a lot more than that. The Father's Day package is just $49.99, the perfect gift, and it's for a limited time, and it's only when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B in the search bar to apply the savings of 80% off. This is the Father's Day package. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold and beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steaks burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and they'll toss in four additional burgers free. All of that is just $49.99. You got to do this. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Dan B in the search bar. Add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer's going to end soon. So go to omahasteaks.com. Type Dan B in the search bar. Then grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines, with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot / tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Does matter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Given the depth of our system and the type of players we have in our system right now, you would want to add more position players. That said, we aren't going to force it. If at pick 11 or pick 49, the best player staring us in the face there is so obviously a pitcher and one that has separated himself from the other options.
White Sox general manager Rick Hahn talking about the day that for the next couple years, maybe 2-3 years, is going to be one of the most important ones on the calendar for the Chicago White Sox in their rebuild.
Hopefully they're drafting higher than 11.
Correct. That's the plan. That is draft day. And here to talk about that with us, the upcoming MLB entry draft that starts on Monday, is John Manuel of Baseball America, editor there on Twitter at John Manuel BA. And with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, think outside the oven, try Home Run In Pizza off the grill this summer. Hello, John.
Hello. Pizza sounds good right about now.
Yeah, it does. Thanks for jumping on with us, John. We appreciate it. I know it's a busy time for you. I like to start this out with asking, is this a high school draft or is it a college draft?
You know, it was supposed to be a college draft, but it's been kind of more of a high school draft because most of the top college players have either been first basemen, which is just not a great, you know, demographic. You'd rather have your first baseman come from other positions, like, you know, Paul Konerko was a high school catcher and minor league catcher and third baseman. So guy's already a first baseman by the time he's 21 years old, probably being some limited athleticism. There are exceptions like Paul Goldschmidt, but, he was an eighth round pick. He was kind of a surprise. So really the college pitchers have backed up for the most part and the hitters haven't really stepped forward. So that makes it a high school draft.
What you say about first baseman, it's sort of like in football, if you're drafting a right guard that you know, you'd rather be drafting left tackles and turning them into guards, and it's a very, very similar situation with the athleticism being the issue. But the White Sox are there at 11, and knowing about their current timeline, knowing about the way things are framed now in the context of a rebuild, what do you see are viable options for them?
It's weird because they're in this rebuild, and that would be the perfect time to draft a Tulsi High School outfielder. I mean, and that used to be their MO, right?
Right.
They've been very aggressive on raw athletes in the past. And, that was Doug Lauman. That was before Doug. So now I understand with Nick Hostetler, who learned from Doug Lauman, but Nick, their scouting director, wants them to be a little more polished with these players. But this is a really good draft for two of the outfielders. And Jordan Adele, the kid out of Louisville, he hit 20-plus home runs in a high school season this year. He is it's like Red Auerbach said about Ronnie Cicely, like he's built like a Greek goddess. You could say the same thing for Jordan Adele. He looks the part. He's what they look like. And then there's a Tulsi even college outfielder in Jaron Kendall, the Wisconsin prep kid, plays his college ball at Vanderbilt, big-time power. Right now, he swings and misses so much, he's kind of like a left-handed hitting Drew Stubbs. I think coming into the year, we thought he was going to be better than that. So those kind of players are going to really tempt the White Sox. And this is not a great draft for middle of the diamond players. And lucky for Chicago, it's got a couple of really good, talented, young second baseman shortstop types in Moncada and Tim Anderson.
You've seen all these prospects, or you've done your homework on all these prospects, and with what the emphasis is now with launch angle in Major League Baseball and getting the ball in the air, is it better to have a kid who can already do that, or is it better to have a swing that you can kind of project to being that kind of swing if you can work on it?
You know, I hadn't given that question any kind of thought, which is it's a fascinating question. I think you can teach an old dog new tricks is what we're learning right now with Yonder Alonso being a guy who fits that college first baseman archetype I was talking about. You know, he was a star at the University of Miami in 2008 on a team that had Yasmani Grandal on it and a couple other guys that didn't work out, but there were three or four first-round picks on that Miami team that year. Yonder was one of them, and he's been a disappointment until this year. and once he got 17 home runs, mm-hmm. he credits changing his swing and the long, focusing on launch angle and trying to swing with more of an uppercut. I wouldn't call Yonder Alonso athletic. I would not call him young. He was 9 years removed from his draft year, probably 29 or 30 years old. So I think you can teach an old dog new tricks. What you're really looking for is athleticism, and for a player like that, some feel for hitting. And Yonder Alonso has always had feel for hitting. I just think that he didn't know how to get to his power. It took him longer than the average player does, but he finally did get to his power.
What kind of players will be left on the board for the Cubs at 27 and then 30?
You know, that's a fascinating one. There are not a lot of middle infielders in this draft, and the Cubs have been linked to one. Kid out of San Diego, Nick Allen, high school shortstop. I think they've been linked to him so much in the mock drafts, you almost wonder if the Cubs are going to get off of him. But I think if you're convicted about the player, you don't care if you're linked to him in the mock drafts or not. So that's a player they've been linked to. I think the Cubs would like to take some pitching. If a pitcher like Missouri's Tanner Houck were to fall to them at 27, I think they would snap him up. One of the guys who was a preseason All-American, and these committee's SEC pitchers struggled a bit. Alex Lang at LSU is another option like that. I think one of the players they were considering was Oregon State left-hander Luke Heimlich.
Uh-oh.
You guys saw this today. He's off their board. I can tell you right now that there are several clubs that have taken him off their board. I think the Cubs actually already knew this before the public news, and the Cubs took him off their board early. But that tells you that they were bearing down on Luke Heimlich as one of these college arms that were in that mix. So I think they're going to try to go what they call in the industry like a portfolio approach, where you take one from one genre of player, one from another. So you're not just all in on all high school guys. You try to balance things out with high school and college up top.
And just so people know what's going on with this situation with Luke Heimlich, that apparently it has now come to light that he failed to re-register as a sex offender pursuant to the agreement with his conviction when he pleaded guilty to a single charge of sexually molesting a 6-year-old female family member when he was 15. And that is now, so he is re-registered, but some teams that had been interested are now saying they are no longer interested.
It's blood-curdling kind of story to read about. And it's just, we use the word makeup a lot when we write about players, and scouts use it kind of as a catch-all. It does not suffice in this case. It's going to be fascinating to watch how Oregon State handles it. They've got a super regional this weekend against Vanderbilt, which has Jaron Kendall and Kyle Wright, two potential first-rounders. I'll tell you what, I'm not trying to capitalize on it, but we took him off our All-America team today. He was our first. He led the nation in ERA. We took him off the team. You know, that word All-American kind of connotes something. Now, he's the All-American boy. There's some other meaning to that word, and that news made us take him off of our team. It just was too much.
John Manuel from Baseball America joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com.
What are you seeing in the what's seemingly ever-increasing nonstop rise in velocity and the desire, the understanding, where much as teams say, well, it's not about the radar gun, it's about deception, it's about getting guys out. No, it's still kind of about the radar gun, especially when you're just looking at raw material here. And I know doctors have said that maybe we're at peak velocity as far as what the ulnar collateral ligament can do. And you see more draft picks every year, more high school kids who've already had their Tommy John surgery taken care of. Are you seeing velocity finally start to plateau a little bit, or is it still everybody's 97, 98, 99?
Oh, no, it's the latter. Hunter Green at the top of the draft is the hardest throwing high school player in the history of the draft. You know, I had a scout tell me that this spring that he has the best arm he's ever seen. I can't pin the scout down. Do you mean Aroldis Chapman is included in that or not? Sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he says no. But he's in the competition with Aroldis for best arm ever.
Well, Michael Kopech. The eye-popping stuff we hear about Michael Kopech, he's right there too.
Or Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly threw 104 last night. It's ridiculous. I remember writing about Joe Kelly in college at UC Riverside, and it was like, hey, Joe Kelly throws 100. It was a big deal that Joe Kelly threw 100. Now it feels like we have I've seen college relievers, though. The guy the White Sox took last year, Zach Birdie, out of Louisville. I saw 102 with my own eyes on the stadium scoreboard. And when he threw 99, I was working the game with Paul Shuey, the old big leaguer, and he said, hey, look, he knows when he doesn't throw 100. He doesn't even look at the radar gun. When he lets it go, he looks over his shoulder. So the players are trained this way, and there's velocity. It's just like with metal bats in college baseball. We have a lot of ads for metal bats in our magazine. 10, 15 years ago, they were all full. It was like golf clubs. Hit the ball farther, better performance. Nobody advertised these are the most durable metal bats on the market. It was all performance. It's the same thing with the pitching gurus that you see today. It's all throw harder. No one's out there saying throw more strikes with our program. It's all throw harder. So it's the analytics of the game. Both the first analytic was the stopwatch. We had something that you could measure, and velocity is immeasurable. And the harder you throw, the higher you get drafted. I would say it's spiraling somewhat out of control. I actually don't think it makes the game more enjoyable to watch. I'm a little tired of the faceless, nameless middle reliever coming in the seventh inning and blowing 100 and takes forever to between pitches. And that's not entertaining baseball to me, but that's the direction the game's gone in.
I want to interrupt you real quick just to read this statement that we just received from the Chicago Cubs regarding Addison Russell. It is just this. Last night, we were made aware of a serious claim posted on social media about Addison Russell. We reached out to Major League Baseball and, following the protocol established by MLB, will fully cooperate with the commissioner's office as it gathers pertinent facts. Addison will not be in uniform tonight to allow him to work through this matter. That is the entire statement from the Cubs. And before we let you go real quick, John, we are learning more about how quickly teams want to start promoting players rather than let them gestate in the minor leagues and take out the Super 2 and the arbitration clock and the contract aspect of it. A lot of it has to do, again, as a function of velocity, learning that younger players can simply hit faster pitches. Are you noticing that there's any draft strategy involved in saying, yeah, we don't want this guy to spend more time in the minors than he absolutely has to?
I haven't noticed it with the draft. Where you really notice it with the velocity is that the threshold of what used to be average bat speed is higher.
Hmm.
You know, and so a guy like this year that's come into focus because we were talking about all these two-way players, Brendan McKay at Louisville, Hunter Green, this high school kid throwing 100. He's also gotten compared to Corey. He's like almost like a right-handed hitting Corey Seager or Carlos Correa as a shortstop. I mean, a big power-hitting shortstop. So we're talking about all these two-way players. Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese guy who wants to come to the big leagues eventually and hit and pitch. And so John Olerud came up in that discussion because he's one of the best two-way players of all time. And one of those older scouts we talked to said, you know, Olerud just had average bat speed. He was not a big bat speed guy. It was a smooth swing. And it made us wonder, well, maybe he couldn't even play today because he was getting overpowered by Mark Wohler back in the day, throwing 95. That's a middle reliever or even some starters today. So that's where you really notice it in the draft is for – that's, again, that premium on athleticism. So we're kind of different from the Moneyball era where you could kind of take the strong masher. You've got to have athletes. You know, that's why Addison Russell was an athletics draft pick because he had that athleticism. And the A's themselves realized they needed premium athletes like him and made that draft pick and obviously gave him up for John Lester, and it worked out great for the Cubs.
We got 30 seconds left. You mentioned Shohei Ohtani. I saw the 60 Minutes piece on him. How good do you think this guy will be?
A hitter or pitcher? I mean, he really wants to do both. His power is significant. I think that an American League team to get him will be the one that gives him a chance to do both. I do think Texas is the lead team there. I actually know their international guy who's pretty well. He used to work with us in Baseball America. He goes over to Japan to scout for them, and I think Texas will get him, but when is a big question. I think it might not be for a couple of years.
John, thanks as always. Great info. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
That is John Manuel, editor at Baseball America. This portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by Cabela's. Give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Shop in-store and online. Coming up next, we'll get an insider view of the team that is playing the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, the Colorado Rockies, from Drew Goodman, their 16-year TV play-by-play voice. That's next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago.